Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
Everyone. Hi, everyone. This is entertainment co-host Michael Kay, and not the sad news lady. Around 1 p.m., I get a call from Victoria saying, Michael, we have a problem. You need to host the show because I have to pick up my sweetie at the airport, so it's just you, me, and our special guest tonight. So get your popcorn, your wine, or whatever else, and let's get it home with Victoria started. Tonight, I'm so excited to have with us Raven O. My gal pal, Christina Villa, turned me on to him. You can check him out on his YouTube channel. Just type the Raven O channel in the search bar. But not only a brilliant vocalist, but truly a great performer. I was lucky enough to see him perform his show One Night With You at Joe's Pub in New York with Christina in September. And let me tell you, I was blown away. It was just Raven and his stand-up bassist, Ken Allison. And while he was telling his fascinating stories, he was peppering the performance with songs written by all the greats like Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hammerstein, June Carter, and Lennon and McCartney. And I'm telling you, I laughed, I cried, and I laughed again. Simply a brilliant show. Plus, he is absolutely easy on the eyes. I am so glad to have him here tonight. So let's bring him on the line right now. Let's see. I just press this button. First night on the show. Thank you. Hello, Raven. Are you there?
Hello. How are you?
Hello,
I'm
my
here.
Friend. How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Thank
clear.
You. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I'm so excited.
Oh, I mean, well, you know, I mean, last time we couldn't do it because we got mixed up with scheduling and stuff, so I'm really happy that we're able to do it now.
Fantastic. So, a little boy from Hawaii to New York City, you've come a long way, baby.
I know.
Tell us a little bit about how One Night With You came about.
Actually, I did the Howl Festival. And, you know, every year they have this little festival for, like, underground artists and avant-garde artists, everything from dance to mime to comedy, music. And I got asked to do it, and I said, okay, I'd never done it, so I decided to do it. So I did this little one-off, like, one night, and I had my bass player come in, and we did it, and my bass, Ben Allison and I, we had done kind of, like, small mini concerts throughout the years, like at private events and private parties and stuff like that, with just me and the bass. And I did it at the Bleecker Street, and my manager thought that it would be a great idea to do a whole concert with just the bass and the voice. And I was kind of skeptical at first, but then Dan kind of said, you know, why not? We do little mini concerts everywhere. We just do a long one. And that's how it started. It just started, and we just, you know, I've been working with Ben for over 20 years, so it was like a no-brainer. And plus, it was very cost-effective. It didn't cost a lot of money. You didn't have to buy it. Because I wanted to do something with a big orchestra, like a big band, but we decided, you know what, let's just do the bass, and because no one really does that, and you know, as far as concerts, whole long concert or show. And then the whole storytelling part started, because through the years, all my friends keep telling me I should tell these stories. I would, you know, when we would hang out, I always tell them things that happened to me and stuff. And they said, why don't you just tell these stories on stage? And so I said, okay, I'll do it. That's how it started. Pretty simple.
Fantastic. And it was so very intimate, too. I really loved the fact that, it was basically 5 feet away from you, but it was just fantastic. Now, back in the day, you toured with Sylvain Sylvain of the New York Dolls. How was that experience?
Yeah, that was a crazy time. Yeah, I was at Sylvain for a little over a year, I think, something like that. We did the East Coast and Canada together. I was a singer in his band, and it was it was very that rock and roll, you know, on the road, crazy, party, playing big gigs, small dives. I mean, we'd play for the thousands, and then the next night play in a small little dive and have like 50 people in the house. But it was all, you know, it was all great. It was like a great way to learn, you know, good at like paying your dues and, you know, learning my chops as far as a musician and on the road, especially in that, you know, the whole rock and roll lifestyle. It was really cool.
Yeah, I had
a lot of fun doing that.
Sure. Yeah. Then you did 3 years starring in the Cirque du Soleil Zumanity, very dirty show. Fantastic, though.
Yeah.
Is that where you got that?
I'll
tell you the truth. I saw it back in Vegas, and I can't remember the year, but I think I saw you and didn't know who you were at the time, kind of a thing. But fantastic show. Is that how you got your little fabulous body there?
Nah, I've always been pretty much like into like working out and stuff. I mean, but then my first job, like as a kid, like my very first job out of high school was I was a trainer at a gym. That was my first job, you know, so I've always been, like, into fitness, and you know, I was a personal trainer for a few years, you know, before, while I was performing stuff on the side, you know, kind of instead of being a waiter, which I was, by the way, really bad at, I was a trainer. So, you know, that was always there. But I have to say, being with the Cirque du Soleil and being around all those people, you know, and their level of fitness and training put me in a whole different league as far as learning new things and kind of being more concentrated and focused on staying in shape and stuff. So it helped being around, you know, yeah. You know, around people who are constantly working out.
Yeah. I watched a few clips from the documentary Lovesick.
Oh, yeah. It was a crazy documentary, wasn't it?
You know what? It was a lovely documentary. It was heartfelt and warm, and it gave you a really good glimpse into the backstage life of a performer like that. Did you enjoy Zumanity? And
yeah, I did.
Is that where you met Joey Arias?
Pardon me?
Is that where you met Joey?
No, Joey.
Is that where you met Joey? I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, Joey and I have been friends since. Oh my God! I mean, like about 20 years now. We've been best friends. I mean, Joey, we had known each other for like years and years and worked together for years and years before Zumanity. And actually I got into Zumanity because Joey asked me if I would do it. You know, they had asked about me about coming in and being the MC for that show. You know, and I actually initially turned it down a couple times. And then Joey actually flew me out to Las Vegas to see the show because I was skeptical because, you know, although I love the Cirque, but their kind of entertainment is very family and cute. It's not really my cup of tea. And when I saw the rehearsals and stuff, I said, oh, I could do this show. So the Dove show, yeah, right, I'll do it. And Joey was the one that got me into the show. I met everybody. And, you know, that experience was really cool. I had a great time working with these people. I learned a lot. And it was a lot of fun. It was 3 years of fun. And hard work. Because, you know, I mean, we did the 10 shows a night. 10 shows a week, I'm sorry. 10 shows a week. And we had rehearsals during the day. And you were expected to stay in shape and stay healthy when you weren't rehearsing or training. You know, it was very strict. But I like that. I come from a military family, so I like kind of strict and regimented lifestyle.
Right.
It worked out good.
Yeah, I was so mad I missed Joey's show this month. I really wanted to. He's got a fantastic voice, that child, I tell you.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it? That show was it was probably the best concert I had seen in the last 5 years by anyone, and I've seen a lot of people, and it was just like truly like an incredible, creative, you know, cutting edge, like fantastic. And Joey was just he's like one of my favorite, if not my favorite, live artist to watch, because it's just, you never know what he's going to do, and it's always entertaining, and he's just brilliantly talented and just so connected to what he, you know, he's so audit constantly. He's just very emotional. He just connects with people in a way that a lot of people don't. You know, I just adore watching him. He's just a great artist. And my friends. So I'm kind of, you know.
Absolutely. And I was also thrilled to find out that you were in a couple of my favorite films, such as Flawless with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Robert De Niro. And the show, absolutely fabulous. I actually dug up my old AbFab things.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was
working with those two girls.
The girls from AbFab, yeah. You know, they were so nice and so professional. And just, you know, they're just like, you know I've worked with a lot of amazing people, and those two ladies, you know, they're right up there, and it was just a really simple shoot, and they gave me a lot of freedom to do a lot of things. Everything we did was kind of like, they had some scripted stuff, but then, you know, they decided, you know, you guys just kind of do what you guys want to do, and just kind of improv everything, and I love doing improv, so yeah, that whole scene was improv, and all the dialogue was, you know, we were just like, you know, improvised everything, and it just was great. And the Flawless experience was just fantastic. That was really cool. Philip Seymour Hoffman, that's one of the most generous and coolest guys. You know, we had a great time working with them and Joe Schumacher. It was a lot of fun.
How long was Joey
on that gig. So the Flawless gig, I was with Joey. So he and I had, and we had the best parts. We got to play the mean, evil, you know, yeah, queen. So we were like acting, it was over the top, insane. Yeah,
when they pulled the wig off Joey. That's fantastic. Fantastic. I love that movie. It's great. But
it's a good movie.
What's happening on your horizons? I hear you have some new music coming out with a little bit of a gospel vibe to it.
Yeah, I have a single coming up with DJ Gomi that I recorded for his new project. It's called Hold On To Faith. It's kind of like this old, it's very old school gospel dance song. And we had been looking at a lot of different songs, and he played this one track for me, and I liked it. So I wrote the song for him, and we did it. And it was, you know, we've recorded it, it's done, it's going to come out soon in a couple months. And, you know, so that's going to be a fun. I will have it. It's going to be on my website. People will be able to download it and the thing. And we just shot a video for it, my very first music video, which is, you know, I'm waiting to see some of the rough cuts in the next couple of weeks. So we just did that. And there's a lot of great singers singing on that song, like Marty Thomas sang on it. Ari Gold sang on it, Kelly King, and, you know, just some really awesome vocalists singing on that, singing back up on it. I like a really great group of people doing all the choir work. And so it's going to be a cool song. I mean, it's a really cool song, and I really like it. Yeah, so that's coming out soon.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Just going to go ahead and remind our listeners, you're listening with entertainment co-host Michael Kay and the one and only Raven O tonight on At Home with Victoria. Victoria's out picking her hubby up from the airport, and then she hasn't seen him in a while, so she's going to be detained for a couple hours when she gets back, I'm sure. But I want to make mention to, I know, someone's going to get a little something, you know what I mean, baby? But I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. Cheryl, guest 4621, guest 4656, Mar Ben, who is doing a great job producing our chat room tonight, and Victoria WK. So I just wanted to go ahead and give that a shout out. But how do people find you? How do people keep up and find out where you are, what you're doing, and all that good stuff?
Well, you can go Facebook. I have the Raven of Fan Club on Facebook. I also have my Facebook. I have two Facebook accounts. Actually, one of them is too full. It's completely full, so I can't friend anybody. But I have a second one, which is Raven O-2-T-W-O on Facebook. But those two, and also there's my website, raven-o.com. And I post all the new stuff coming up, and, you know, there's a lot of information there. Even if you just Google me and just go online, you'll find information. I'm really easy to find. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, I'm constantly, I love Facebook because I've been able to reconnect a lot with friends and also meet some amazing people and keep people posted on my gigs and stuff. So, you know, that's how, it's the best way to find out what's going on in my work, as far as work and what I'm up to and all the shenanigans.
Right. Any chance for another reprise of One Night With You coming up on the road, perhaps?
Actually, what we're planning, Joey and I, we haven't performed. We used to do a show together where we toured around the world, just the two of us. And we haven't done it for over 10 years. And we're planning in the spring, the fall and spring, to actually do a reunion. It's just the two of us, a concert.
Right.
And probably, we're thinking about Joe's Pub, just Joey Ayers and Raven O together again. And that we've been talking about for a long time. So we finally decided, actually, last night, actually, we decided we were going to do it after, you know, because he has a lot of work coming up this winter, and so do I. And we're actually going to go to Japan in December for one night to do a private event, the two of us. So that's going to be exciting. So we're flying to Japan one night and doing that, and then we fly back. And then later on in the spring, we're going to do our reunion show, the two of us.
Right. Oh, wow.
As far as
One
Night With You, I'm always open to doing that show. I just I love doing that show. It's a really fun show to do. I just enjoy it so much because it's so intimate and so, you know, raw.
Yeah.
That I love doing that show. So we might be doing that. I might be doing that in the future. But right now my focus is the reunion show, and you know, just keep on plugging away. You know, doing gigs and singing and doing all these different projects.
Right. I was watching some YouTube video of you and Joey actually at Old BC, was it? I'm trying to quickly look it up as my, I'm trying to do 16 different things at once here. But it was, Oh, see, Joey Arias' Strange Fruit, I love that one, but it was one on you on hand stage at the Tingle Tango Club. That was Joey, too.
Oh, that's what, you know, that's very funny that you saw that.
Oh, the Strange Party BC, I'm sorry.
Strange Party BC. Yeah, Strange Party BC was the pre-humanity. That's what the Strange Party BC was. When the Cirque du Soleil had Salt and Bonco, which was one of their touring shows, they would do, you know, they would go all around the country or wherever, and then they would fly Joey and I in to do a late night version of like of what would become Zumanity. Our friend Andrew Watson, who created Zumanity, came up with the idea of Zumanity. That was his project. We would do this little side gig just with the cast and artists from the Cirque with Joey and I. And it kind of grew into Zumanity. That's how Zumanity started over 15 years ago in those small little clubs as a workshop. And then we didn't hear from him for a while, friend Andrew, and then finally he called and said, we're doing the show. And it's based on what we did when we toured and did those little side gigs. So that's what that was. And at the time, Joey was the MC on that, and I sang backup for him. And then that's how it all started. Zumanity started. It all started from the nightclubs, which is, you know, where a lot of things start.
Well, may I just say, you make a lovely woman as well.
It's very funny.
Very, very pretty.
As an actor, it was always about just playing these different characters. But it's funny, when you do drag, when you do a character like that, people assume that it's your lifestyle. You know, it's all of a sudden you're like this, but that's what you do. And in reality, it was just an acting. It's acting, you know, some. And now it's, you know, people, you know me well enough to know that everything I do is always like just kind of like creating these different characters and these different personas to go, when you're on stage. And for a long, long time, people used to just only think that that's what I did. But because a lot of times people are just focusing on one thing, when in reality I was doing a lot of different types of performances during that time. But that was a really crazy, you know, I have to say, touring with a rock band was wild, but touring with circus performers is even more insane. They're very, very crazy people. A lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Raven, you feel like taking that question from the chat room?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I've got Marilyn here that wants to know, Raven, which is your most favorite area of entertainment, singing or acting?
Singing, most definitely.
Singing, yeah.
Yeah, singing, because even though it's music, you can see you're still dealing with words and you have to interpret the words. So as an actor, I get kind of, you know, like more bang for my buck. I can actually sing and act at the same time. So singing has always been the main focus. But for me, that's the greatest joy is singing.
Yeah, you had a role named, a character's name is Randy in Minor Details back in 1998.
Yeah, you know, I what's very strange is that I never saw the finished product.
Really?
I never got a chance to see it because when we were shooting it, it stopped and because of financial reasons. And then they got the money and they finished it. But they did a rewrite, but then they changed the ending, so they didn't need me for that scene. But I never got a chance to see it. Some people have seen screenings of it and have told me about it, but I never got a chance to see it. I've been looking for a way to see it, like see copies of it. Yeah.
You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon.com. I ordered it today. I want to go ahead and see it.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you get any royalties. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, cool. Maybe I'll do that and I'll order a copy. I want to see that then.
Yeah. Also, you did a soundtrack for a short called Ruben.
Ruben, yeah. They for Sundance. It actually won an award at Sundance for something. They called.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, they had called me and asked me if I would sing. That is a really cool short, and in it they needed a sound that kind of you know jazz, and they wrote the song and they asked me if I would sing it, and it's. Really, the whole song, the whole short is that song. And it was great. It was a really cool experience. We did it like one. We went and shot it and recorded it in one take. Boom, we got it. And it was, they were just like, wow, that was it. We got it. And it was a really cool song. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very funny short. If you ever watch that, I think you could probably watch it online. It's pretty funny. It's really twisted and dark.
Yeah, I think I found it on Hulu, actually, Hulu.com today. Another question from the chat room. Raven, did you sing as a child, such as in church?
No, I didn't sing in church, but I did sing as a child. You know, being Hawaiian is part of our culture. Music is everybody in Hawaii sings.
Yeah.
So everybody in my family sings. But I have a cousin who's a professional singer. She sings all over the world, and her dad is Tommy Sands, the teen idol. And
really?
Yeah. He was married to a cousin of mine. So his daughter, you know, and I have relatives that have been in the music industry and been in entertainment. So we've always had music around. My parents both sing. My brothers and sisters all sing. And, so, you know, I have nephews and nieces. You know, my nephews and nieces, they all play like 3 or 4 instruments and write music. So it's a very musical family. As a kid, I was very shy and introverted, so I really didn't talk much. But if you wanted me to sing, I would get up and I would start screaming my head off. I was the first to sing. Yeah, but I wouldn't talk to you, but I would sing for you. And my mom would be like, yeah, and it was very funny. Yeah, I was very, very, very quiet and very, very shy. I was always in the corner. But if they said, come out here and sing a song, I would run right out and, you know, sing a song at the top of my lung as loud as one day my siblings played me this tape, and it's these kids, they were all singing, and there's one kid screaming as loud as possible. And every time we would finish a song, the kid would go, again. Again, and that kid was me.
Aww.
And he kept singing. I kept singing the song over and over, and everybody's laughing. Okay, we're done. No, again, sing it again. And I started singing the song again, and everybody started singing, but all you heard was me screaming completely like a maniac. And, you know, anything to sing, I would be singing like that.
Oh, my God. Well, that's fantastic. Honey, you know, our time is kind of almost coming to an end here, which I'm so sad, but, you know, I just want to go ahead and thank you so very much for being here tonight. And
please consider
it Hollis Victoria as being your home for all things Ravenel, and I can't wait to have you back, buddy. I really can't.
Oh, I can't wait. Next time, you know, maybe hopefully she'll be there too as well, and the three of us can have a little chit-chat. And hopefully run into each other again. I would love to see you guys at the next gig. I'll let you guys know what's going on. And I hope everybody listening in come and see a Ravenel show.
Absolutely. All of your information will be in the chat room and actually on my Michael Kay, co-host at Home with Victoria, and Victoria Gaither's page. So go ahead and check them out there. Absolutely, honey. We love you so much. And tell your buddy Joey. I wouldn't mind having even Joey on as, you know, friends with a long history in the entertainment business. It would be a great show.
Oh, well, I would totally, totally connect you guys. He would love to do that. Joey would love I know that he would love it. So, yeah, I'm probably talking tomorrow. I'll tell him all about it, and I'll connect you guys, and you can have Joey on, do a little interview with that crazy person.
You're the best, buddy. Give yourself a big hug from me, and I just love you tons, and I can't wait to have you back. So you have a great night, and thanks for joining us. Where are you, by the way? Are you in London or are you in New York?
Not yet. No, I'm in New York City. I go to London the middle of November. Yeah, I'll be out there hopefully opening a new show there. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Keep us posted.
Oh, of course. You know, I'll keep you in the loop all the time.
You got it, buddy. I love you, Tom.
Okay,
have a great night, okay?
You too. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. That was the one and only Ravenel. Just love the guy. Check him out at his page, www.ravens-o.com. And, just really down-to-earth, another down-to-earth fellow, which I really enjoy it. So just to let you know, join us again tomorrow night when we'll be chatting with male model and beat dropper Marson about modeling and his music. So everybody, I want to thank you for listening tonight. This is my very first solo show. I didn't want to tell Raven to freak him out. But, Victoria, I hope you're driving home safely. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room. Cheryl Wood, guest 4621, guest 4656. Marilyn, thank you so very, very much for filling in at the last minute. Tony Foster's in the chat room. Victoria WK, I want to thank you all. Thank you all, listeners, for listening tonight. And I want to wish you a good night. I'm heading over to Facebook. So love and light, everyone. Have a great evening. Take care.